two things.
Yes.
Number one, when you're ready, of course, we have that song. And if you wanted at any point this week.
Okay. Yeah.
And but then number two, did you know, and Scott, I think you'll find this quite interesting. Scott and Tom, you might too, but SBC Park, I believe, is the name of the stadium.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to call it Candlestick, but, you know.
No, you can't do that.
Guess you can't do that.
It never has been Candlestick, so that was their old house.
Well,
it used to be Pac Bell Park.
Right.
No, they have a female public address announcer.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
Huh.
Yeah, that's kind of fun. And it's right downtown. I mean, and it's really, again, one of those parks, much like Arlington, that has a very nice facade, and it's...
Yeah, watching one of the NLCS games the other night, I actually went to Google Maps and did the satellite view thing of the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I was interested to see how it was aligned with the water, since right field literally sitting on the water.
It does, yeah.
And it's pretty cool. I think it'll be a fun if anyone that's going out there. I'd love to hear back from Chip and I think that'd be a pretty fun place to go. I know he was definitely pulling for the Giants as opposed to having to go to Philadelphia.
Yeah, yeah, so. Yeah. Nice venue. All right, so who among us has not been to a Pee-wee soccer game? Okay, we all done that.
It's been a while, but
that's okay. It doesn't matter. It is timeless. We all know that basically what they do is they play gang ball.
Mm-hmm.
They take
what, 20 kids?
Yeah.
And they all start running around, mm-hmm. and then they just roll a ball in the middle of it.
Yeah. And then if the ball gets possibly kicked out of there, they all go over to the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow that picture came to my mind as you were doing the story on the virtual wall. Because right there at the end, was that Jim Forsythe? Jim, where's my check? Forsythe?
Michael Board.
Oh, okay.
So, Michael. Now, be nice. All that's right, capitalism at work.
It is, and that's a good thing. I like that. So, I believe we had a sound bite from a Texas congressman who was on the committee that approved this. But I love the line afterwards. Are you able to bring up the soundbite of the congressman and then the end of the story, which I think is the money line right there?
Here we go. This is about halfway in.
Hopes the project can be saved.
Fences make sense in metropolitan areas. In rural areas, they don't make that much sense.
And even though border security is a priority,
uh-huh.
even he admits we have to look at how we're spending our money.
Oh, well, what? Why the hell couldn't we have done that before we started the project?
Scott, now you're, once again, stop it.
And how much did we spend? Like $1 billion?
The idea was to keep a high-tech eye on the Mexican border,
uh-huh.
but after $1 billion
uh-huh.
invested...
Uh-huh.
Border, but after $1 billion
uh-huh.
invested,
uh-huh.
but after $1 billion uh-huh. invested, uh-huh. but after $1 billion
And how many miles did we get
invested,
from that?
Only 53 miles.
Thank you.
Hang on.
Okay.
There you go. All programs, accessories,
uh-huh.
and then calculadora.
Yeah, let's do
see,
that.
One, and then one, two, three.
Billion. Make sure you make a billion.
Four, five, six.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Seven.
Got it.
Eight. Is it 8 zeros?
Sure. Uh-huh. Let's divide by 53,
Hang on.
What do we get?
I'm wrong.
Okay.
I'm wrong.
Well, let's get enough commas in there, because we want to have enough commas. You got to have,
It's nine.
It's, yeah.
More
nine.
Commas.
Yeah.
I got a fever.
Uh-huh. Okay. And divided by 53.
Divided by 53.
Mm-hmm. That would be...
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Yeah. How much would that be?
18 million.
Yeah. A mile.
$867,924 per mile.
Sure. That's a great idea. That's almost like that boondoggle they did up in Waxahachie. Remember when they were going to do the super collider...
Superconducting super collider.
Almost worked.
What was that supposed to do?
It's supposed to make things go real, real fast in a circle.
And run into each other.
And then they could jam into each other. And then, see, what they were thinking is that would, we're so stupid, okay, that would create energy for us. And we would have cheap energy because those things would go real, real fast and boom, and that'd make energy. We'd capture the energy. And then all our utilities would cost like $4 a house for the entire year, you know.
And
it's almost like Jerry World.
And they'd have a wave file of John Madden that they would play every time.
You go, boom. Right. And, you know, it's good that Joe Barton was there to help us work that boondoggle out, because that worked pretty well.
And now he's going to fix the BCS.
Yeah, he is. Oh, and by the way, they got a World Series vote. I mean, a bet. He and Nancy Pelosi have got a World Series bet we...
She'll give him a facelift and he'll give him...
No. I'll find that in a minute. But, I mean, maybe we should look at how we're going to spend the money before we do it. That we're never going to do that, are we? Washington actually going to do any kind of research as to whether or not that'll work? No. Let's just go ahead and throw $1 billion at the Texas border and see how it works out. God, when are we going to vote these idiots out? I mean, really. Just really.
Well, I believe everyone has that opportunity in 6 days.
They really do. Vote the idiots out. You know, if the whatever idiots you get a chance to vote on. My gosh. It doesn't matter if it's at the state level or the national level or the local level. I mean, if they're just spending our money the way that we would never spend it, just get them out of there. Golly. All right, Joe Barton, who, of course, rooting for the Texas Rangers, put up a southern delicacy that would be a pecan pie. And, of course, that's just the way they say it out there in the Bay Area. In a wager with Nancy Pelosi, the Peloster will apparently supply Ghirardelli chocolates, and that'll be the California side of that
bet. Kind of a cheap bet.
It is. Now, TMZ reports that Gavin Newsom, who's the mayor of San Francisco, has promised to send crabs. What are these? Dungus crabs?
Dungeness.
Yeah, Dungeness crabs. Uh-huh. Okay. And sourdough bread.
Yeah.
And he's got Ghirardelli chocolate happening.
Oh.
And some Anchor Steam beer.
Mm.
For his part, the mayor of Arlington, quick, can you name him?
Robert Cluck.
Thank you.
Vandergriff.
Wait a minute, why do you know that?
Number one, you don't forget a name like Cluck.
Yeah.
And second of all, I heard this story last night.
Oh, okay. All right. The Rangers, let me see. Here we go. This is wonderful. If the Rangers can't win, Mr. Cluck will ship some of the best barbecue in Texas to San Francisco. Okay. Now, I think somebody probably like a little more publicity than the some of the best barbecue.
Well, maybe
in Texas.
He hasn't decided yet.
Well, no, they did because we had Channel 13 News on last night at the house, and I can't now for the life of me something River Barbecue.
All right.
It
says some of the best. Maybe he's going to put some really lousy barbecue in there too.
You think if the Rangers get swept, he's just going to throw like a couple of rib bones in there?
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit of gristle.
Yeah.
Gristle. Here, chew on this.
Yeah, gristle and sauce. Be perfect. Hello.
Hey, Scott. I was on my way to Dallas the other day and saw a billboard that said you can't fix stupid, but you can vote them out.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like that. Oh, let me see. There's got to be some political news out here somewhere. And there is a little bit. I mean, it's all money news, if you will. But this Sharon Angle just keeps raising money. I mean, they can talk about how much of a whack job she might be, but she raised $3.1 million in a week, okay? Harry got $800,000 in the same time period. So just saying, okay?
So if we compare this to restaurants, he's at the drive-thru and she's at Tavern on the Green.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. That's it. Hello?
Hey, just a question, guys. Do they allow meat in San Francisco anymore?
That's, you heard that story we had about would you do a diet where you ate anything that had a face or a mother. I mean, did you hear that? Yeah, I know.
I think my part of the bet would be to send them how the barbecue is made. Just send them a video.
Yeah, exactly.
An instructional video.
From the beginning.
Howdy, we make our own barbecue in Texas, and I thought I'd show you how we do it.
Well, as long as you would just animate peace symbols and flowers into the corners of the video, I think it'd be just fine.